Jamming proudly presents In Your Ear, the season debut of our continuing live performance music series here on 88.9 WCVE, Richmond Public Radio. Pulled from our 9-year archive of house-style concerts recorded at Richmond's In Your Ear Studio A. I'm your host, Tim Timberlake, and we're really glad to be back for another round of music from all over the map, folk, bluegrass, jazz, and this week even some classical pop. We hope you'll stay with us for the rest of this fascinating hour. Broadcast of In Your Ear is made possible by Hohner Incorporated for more than 150 years, makers of quality musical instruments like marine band harmonicas, and we're grateful to the folks at Hohner with their world headquarters right here in the Richmond area for returning as In Your Ear's presenting radio sponsor. Enjoy music. Play Hohner online at HohnerUSA.com. Later this hour, a delightful duet performance from folk and bluegrass veterans Jimmy Gaudreau and Mundy Klein. But first, in their vision statement, Atlantic Chamber Ensemble sees a series of chamber music events where musicians and audience alike come into contact with the art and with each other in meaningful and sometimes surprising ways. To wit, the Beck Song Reader. ACE has assembled a group of accomplished young American composers to each arrange one of Beck Hansen's songs from his elaborately packaged silent album of only sheet music. To hear it, you have to play it and sing it yourself. ACE's Project Beck connects the rock and classical music worlds in an innovative and compelling way. And on this special night in Studio A, each song was introduced by way of a pre-recorded video by the individual who did that particular arrangement. There was only room for around 80 of us to hear it all firsthand, but you're about to experience the next best thing. Without further introduction, as we get started with Ben Broning's arrangement of Beck's America, Here's My Boy. From the Atlantic Chamber Ensemble, this is In Your Ear.
Thank you. I held it in my hand, and though the words were clear, I could not understand how the memory lives beyond what can destroy America.
Here, and I'm coming to you from just up the street in Baltimore, Maryland, in my studio, and I'm really sad that I can't be there tonight to see this great project take off, but I can't wait to hear the recording, and I'm sure it's going to be awesome. So I was really stoked when I got my the tune that I was going to arrange, the Beck's Don't Act Like Your Heart Isn't Hard, and there are a couple of reasons that the song spoke to me. One was the setting between the man and his partner, just saying, hey, no matter what goes on, I've got your back, even when it's completely ridiculous for me to have your back, I've got your back. But there's this hook that runs through the tune. Go whistling past the graveyard, which set in my mind this isolated, barren, deserted graveyard that these two are having this conversation through. And then that changes, and so it seems to me that they're the two constant things, and no matter what goes on, the two of them are going to be there for one another. So it gave me the opportunity to create these vast landscapes and static moving harmonies that I'm obsessed with in my own music, and really place Beck's music in that environment and let it move through it. I also tried to get inside the actual melodic choices that Beck made and the lyric choices, and I think I've come to the decision that this tune's really about a relationship that Beck must be having with Sheryl Crow, that you know, he's gone a little bad, and he's got to tell her, no, I've got your back. It's the, don't act like your heart isn't hard. Reminds me very much of, the first cut is the deepest, darling, you know. So, he's giving her a shout-out, or just saying, hey, no matter what happens, I've got your back. I've certainly got the opening of that tune. And then there's this, towards the end, that hook I mentioned earlier, the go whistling past the graveyard, makes me think that maybe Madonna got in between the two of them, because doesn't that remind you of one step over the borderline? Anyway, I don't know if Madonna got involved with Sheryl or if Madonna got involved with Beck, but either way, Beck's clearly saying that he has got Sheryl's back no matter what. Anyway, I had a great time doing the tune, and I'm really excited to have been a part of this project. Thanks, Ace, and thank you for coming to the show.
That the truth in your head isn't dark. Hi, my name is Roshan Edazadi, and I'm the composer who had the responsibility for transforming the song Eyes That Say I Love You. And I sit here at my dining room table, just north of Chicago. Now, like many, if not all, of my colleagues, I've been a Beck fan for years, and I was really excited to get to work on this project. I don't know what anybody else's lead sheets look like, but mine gave me really the bare bones, and I'm okay with that. And I didn't even get a tempo indication. My tempo indication is very characteristic, which is like a Dadaist Satie type of tempo indication, if you ask me. But it felt like it gave me a lot of freedom to kind of do whatever I wanted to. In terms of material, I really liked what Beck gave me, and he gave me a lot of things to play with. The thing that I got the most out of was he builds in this dissonance of a major second, and it's an important dissonance, and it functions throughout the song. If I were sitting at a piano and not my dinner table, I would show it to you. But trust me, this major second dissonance is the most important sound. There's another important sound in this arrangement of the song, and that is the tritone, which Beck also gives me as an important interval that he outlines in the melody of the chorus of this song. So basically, everything I worked with was material that Beck planted in the song already. I can't wait to hear what Ace has done with all of these covers. It's such a fun project, and I thank them very sincerely for including me on the project, and I wish that I could be there. Thanks very much.
When the night has gone cold and you're standing so alone on the threshold of the rest of what you know. When the fever has died out, turned a flood to a drought, left a chill inside that's growing like a ghost. Oh, you thought that you would never need what I could have given if you'd given half a chance. Start again from the end, from beyond where you've been. You can only go as far as you can throw them. Cast a stone. And I won't know you. I won't see you. I won't need you. I won't love you anymore.
I'm Doug Opel, and I arranged Now That Your Dollar Bills Have Sprouted Wings for the Atlantic Chamber Ensemble's Project Beck. I decided to stick close to the vibe of the original sheet music, which I inferred to be distinctly country. But I also wanted to indulge in wearing a few hats, stylistically speaking. So, I opened stepping slightly left of country into the realm of rockabilly, a longtime favorite of mine, and creating a subset of the ensemble comprised of upright bass, playing quintessential rockabilly slap, drum set, piano, and of course vocals, all working together to produce something akin to that early Sun Records sound. Shortly thereafter, I paid homage to the man in black, Johnny Cash, by using his trademark freight train sound in the strings, that sort of boom chicka boom 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 chicka boom boom, to musically link rockabilly and country. From there, I hearken back to the Grand Ole Opry in its heyday, developing the strings further through imitated dueling slide guitars and fragments of bluegrass fiddle. After that, things get a little weird, in that I add on top of it all a far more distantly related big band feel, a sort of highly caffeinated rendition of the Andrews Sisters' harmonic and rhythmic sensibility appearing in the upper reaches of the woodwinds, which created a very competitive, almost clashing, counter-melodic-like effect against the rest of the ensemble. I want to thank Ace for this opportunity. It was a real pleasure. Thank you so much. Hope you enjoy.
I had $14 in my inside pocket and 22 more up my sleeve. There was cold hard cash lining up my jacket, but I did not have a dime when I did leave. When I got here, I was carrying roses. When I had to go, I was only holding dirt. Well, I walked in here wearing a tuxedo, but I left here wearing just an old t-shirt. They say it's hard times and don't I know it. I'm sleeping on a bed made of nails. Well, I used to live way up in the penthouse. Now I can't even get a room in the county jail. Now that's what all the bills have crowded wings. And I don't think they'll come around next for the rain. Just like birds of prey, yours and fly away. Now that's your dollar bills have sprouted wings. To town on a pile of diamonds. Now I'm leaving on a wheelbarrow of dust. With IOUs glued to my eyelids, sitting here watching my safe rust. Watching all your coins roll down the gutter and all your champagne going down the sink. Is there something that you're trying to remember? Or is that ring around your finger a wedding ring? Now that your daughter news has sprouted wings. And I don't think they'll come around next spring. Just like birds of prey, they will take what's yours and fly away. Now that your dollar bills have sprouted wings. Now that's your dollar bills have sprouted wings. Thank you.
This is In Your Ear on 88.9 WCVE, and that was a tune called Just Noise, arranged by Mark Mellitz for the ambitious Project Beck with Richmond's own Atlantic Chamber Ensemble. The group's members are violinists Ross Monroe Winter, Susanna Klein, and Ellen Cockerham, Kimberly Sparr on viola, cellist Jason McComb, bassist Todd Matthews, Jen Lawson on flute, Sean Welk, oboe, Ralph Sciano, clarinet, Tom Schneider, bassoon, Rachel Velvikas on French horn, pianist Maria Yefimova, and percussionist Peter Martin. Ace's conductor is Brian Dowdy, and you heard vocalist John Tyndall on America, Here's My Boy, and Don't Act Like Your Heart Isn't Hard, and Danny Reyes sang Eyes That Say I Love You and Dollar Bills Have Wings. Learn more about the Atlantic Chamber Ensemble and its performance schedule online at acensemble.org. Still to come, Americana acoustic duo Jimmy Gaudreau and Mundy Klein in just a few minutes. Broadcast of In Your Ear is made possible by Hohner Incorporated, makers of quality musical instruments, including Hohner accordions. Enjoy music. Play Hohner. Online at HohnerUSA.com. Jam Inc. is a 501c3 Virginia nonprofit corporation with a mission of opening minds, hearts, and ears to music deserving a wider audience through education, performance, and support. All our visiting artists make at least one in-school appearance, and each year, Jam Inc. coordinates the school outreach program for the Richmond Folk Festival. Up next, a rich and varied short set from veterans Jimmy Gaudreau and Mundy Klein. Jimmy is an accomplished mandolinist hailing from Rhode Island who answered the call to join the Country Gentlemen in the late 60s, who spent 9 years with the Tony Rice Unit, and who would later join classically trained vocalist Mundy Klein, along with dobro legend Mike Aldridge and bassist T. Michael Coleman, in the supergroup Chesapeake. Jimmy and Mundy have been touring lately as a formidable duet and have released 2 albums together, 210 Train and most recently Home from the Mills. On this springtime visit to Studio A, Mundy brought his dad Howard along, who helps us with a pretty smooth segue from our last segment with Ace to this one. Enjoy Jimmy Gaudreau and Mundy and Howard Klein. This is In Your Ear.
I would like to just clue you guys in just a little bit to how I ended up as, you know, strange as I am. My father is a Juilliard concert pianist, and the piano was right next to my room. And he'd wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning and practice his Liszt and Rachmaninoff and stuff like that. And that really messed me up. But he came with me down here tonight, and I'd like to have you listen to a little bit of my father presenting Howard Klein. You should hear his version of Chopsticks. I'll tell you what. So, what do you follow that with? Bluegrass. I mean, you know, the similarities between opera and bluegrass are very close. I mean, there's a lot of similarities. Basically, in both genres, some woman dies because some man kills her for something she didn't do. It's just that in opera, it takes 4.5 hours, and bluegrass is like 3.5 minutes. So. Find me. Why must you always remind me that my gal is gone? Oh, 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 evening, can't you see I'm deep in your power? Each minute seems like an hour since my gal is gone. Shadows are falling on the wall, and Santa missed your kisses most of all, baby. Even how can I go on? Oh, 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 evening, can't you see that the dawn is a-breaking? Don't care if I don't awaken since my gal is gone.
One of the students over at the school today said, "Are you guys improvising a lot?"
No, us.
No. I mean, like, are you making it up?
We pretty much agree on what key we're going to be in, and then we just go. Yeah. This is vaguely, this is Irish, Celtic?
Well, it's kind of. It's a hornpipe.
Hornpipe.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Horner's fish pipe. Fisher's hornpipe. Okay, let's try this. Thank you. Hey, folks. All right. Here's a gospel tune called By the Side of the Road.
Well, there are people who would rather live in mansions, people who would rather live abroad, and people who would trade God's promise for their glories to hold. There are people who would rather live in splendor, brag about the silver and the gold, but I'd rather have a little log cabin by the side of the road. I'd rather live by the side of the road and try to point souls to the blessed abode than to be a king or a millionaire and live in mansions in bright array. I'd rather do a neighborly deed or a traveler here or a friend in need. I'd rather live by the side of the road and help some pilgrim along life's way.
I didn't play it out of drop D. Anyway, yeah, figure out which gondola paddle you want to use. Giuseppe Goudreau. Boy, that took some conjuring. Anyway, Eric Bogle wrote this about the war in Gallipoli back in the early 1900s.
When I was a young lad, I carried my pack and I lived the free life of the rover. From the Mary's Green Basin to the dusty outback, I waltzed my Matilda. Then in 1915, my country said, son, it's time to stop rambling, there's work to be done. So they gave me a tin hat, and they gave me a gun, and they sent me away to the war. And the band played Waltz and Matilda, as our ship pulled away from the quay, and
and amid all the cheers, flag waving and tears, we sailed off to Gallipoli. How well I remember that terrible day when our blood stained the sands and the waters, and how in that hell they called Suvla Bay we were butchered like lambs at the slaughter. Johnny Turk, he was ready, he primed himself well, he rained us with bullets and he shot us with shells, and in 5 minutes flat nearly blew us right home to Australia. And the band played Waltz in Matilda as we stopped to bury our slain. We buried ours, then the Turks and buried theirs, then we started all over again. We're living, just try to survive in that mad world of blood, death, and fire. And for 10 weary weeks, I kept myself alive while around me the corpses piled higher. Then a big Turkish shell knocked me arse overhead, and when I awoke in my hospital bed, when I saw what was done, I was dead. Never knew there were worse things than dying. For no more I'll go waltzing Matilda all around the green bush far and near. For the hump tents and pegs a man needs both legs. No more waltzing Matilda for me. They collected the wounded, the crippled, the lame, and they shipped us all home to Australia. All the armless, the legless, the blind, the insane, all those proud wounded heroes of Suvla. And as our ship pulled into Circular Quay, I looked at the place where my legs used to be, and thank Christ there was no one there waiting for me. For to grieve or to moan or to pity. And the band played Waltz in Matilda as they lowered me down the gangway. But nobody cheered, they just stood there and stared and turned their faces away. So now every April I sit on my porch and I watch the parade pass before me. I see my old comrades, how proudly they march, all reliving their dreams of past glory. And I see the old men, all tired, stiff and sore, those weary old heroes from a forgotten war. And the young people ask, what are they marching for? And I ask myself the same question. And the band still plays Waltz in Matilda, and the old men still answer the call. But year after year, their numbers grow fewer. Someday no one will march there at all. Waltz and Matilda, Waltz and Matilda, you come a Waltz and Matilda with me, and their ghosts may be heard as you're passing by the billabong. You come a Waltz and Matilda with me.
Much, folks.
Thank you,
Jimmy Goodreau.
Goodreau.
Have a good evening, guys. Thanks, Tim.
This is In Your Ear. And that was Mundy Klein with Scottish-born songwriter Eric Bogle's heart-rending tune about an Australian soldier maimed in the Battle of Gallipoli during World War I. It puts a lump in my throat every time I hear it. Hear more from Mundy and Jimmy online at jimmygaudreau.com, and that's G-A-U-D-R-E-A-U. Goodreau. Broadcast of In Your Ear is made possible by Cedar Creek, a Virginia company fashioning custom cases for fine musical instruments. Cedar Creek, building tradition one case at a time. Online at cedarcreekcases.com. By Digital Video Group, supplying broadcast and production equipment and services to television stations, production houses, Fortune 500 companies, educational and government agencies. Details at digitalvideogroup.com. And, of course, by Hohner Incorporated, for more than 150 years, makers of quality musical instruments, including Lanikai ukuleles. Enjoy music, play Hohner, online at HohnerUSA.com. Our live In Your Ear studio concert series is made possible in part through a generous grant from Will and Molly Perkinson in support of the rich acoustic music scene in our community. Thanks to you both. Studio A performances are recorded and mixed for Jam Inc. by Carlos Chafin and Andrea Steffel at Richmond's In Your Ear Music and Recording. Learn about their courses on modern recording techniques online at loeb.com. Our theme music is by The Bee Eaters. Thanks for tuning us in this week, and thanks to all the folks at 88.9 WCVE for the airtime. If you've missed any of our past shows or you'd like to hear any of them again, you can listen online at ideastations.org/IYE. For all of us at Jam Inc., I'm Tim Timberlake, and this is In Your Ear.